Church leaders and migration experts from 36 bishops' conferences across East and Western Europe are meeting in Malaga this week to discuss ways of providing a more effective response to the needs of millions of people on the move across the continent. Participants at the five-day meeting are looking at the vital role of parish communities in responding to the short and long-term needs of refugees, asylum seekers and economic migrants. In particular, they're focusing on the need to strengthen family life, which is often torn apart with lasting trauma for parents, children and elderly members of the larger family unit. Well, our very own Philippa Hitchin is in Malaga attending the conference and joins us now live on the line. Good evening, Philippa.
Good evening, Eimear.
Philippa, can you briefly outline the aims of this conference for us?
Yeah, the conference began really with some theological reflections on why the church is so concerned with this question of migration. And then it looked really at the challenges, a challenge which is affecting, in fact, every country. There are people here from the source countries where migrants leave from the countries where they transit, from the host countries. And they're really looking at ways in which the church can mobilize people to create an awareness of the needs to respect of migrants, to advocate for the respect of international norms, international legislation, and to urge people to be more receptive, to really try and understand what are the many different problems that migrant families particularly are facing.
In fact, as you point out, one of the focal points of the conference is the family. What kind of problems are these families facing, and what are the solutions being put forward by the conference attendees?
Well, we've heard some very, very detailed stories of people working closely with children and parents. For example, we've heard some very traumatic stories of the way in which family relationships are completely distorted by migration, a loss of authority, for example, in the parental figures, a loss of children's ability to react to the society in which they find themselves. Elderly people, for example, who are normally seen as, again, figures of authority in a traditional family setting, say in Asia or Africa, are suddenly unable to understand anything that's going on in the new country where they have migrated to, and therefore completely lose their role within the family. This leads to all sorts of problems of children behaving badly, unable to settle in the schools. And yes, there have been also some very encouraging stories of ways in which parish communities particularly have responded to these needs, of working closely together with schools to understand the children particularly, to provide a safe space in which they can voice their frustrations and their difficulties, and support also to the marriages. Of course, the family breakdown is often a result of this migration, so much support is needed in this area as well.
Indeed, as you pointed out there, Philippa, family is the focus, and many of the people attending this conference are the leaders of the European churches and, of course, experts on migration. But many of our listeners perhaps are asking, what, if any, is the impact that churches can actually have on political decisions at a European level regarding migration?
Well, first of all, it's being stressed here, it's absolutely vital that the church, beyond the theological reflections, beyond the broad understanding of the need to respect people, respect their rights and dignities, it's vital that pastors, that priests and lay people themselves are very well versed in exactly what's going on in international legislation. There are conventions, there are agreements that governments have signed up to respect these rights, but very often there are attempts to water them down in national legislation. So there's an urgent need for trained lawyers and experts in this international legislation to be able to advocate on behalf of the migrants. They're very often the most voiceless people in society, particularly the undocumented migrants. It's also important that the church is able, through its parish communities, to create a culture of greater understanding. You know, when you know individual families and see people with their faces, their family problems, just like your own, it's much easier to relate than just the numbers and statistics that are often manipulated by politicians and by the media. So a real appeal, if you like, for all people who are involved in this important part of the church work to become more informed and better trained in dealing with these very specific problems.